It seems that linguistic practices play a crucial role in the creation and the perpetuation of a certain worldview. So, the way we use language both creates and perpetuates a certain kind of worldview. Who owns who? It's very male dominant in that sense. So, sexist discourse can shape and mold our orientation as social reality. We take this as an invisible norm, and then we recreate these norms when we, in our own terms, are with friends, mixed group friends, sitting in a cafe or something like that. And we tend to reflect that which is around us. Jean Ward, in her excellent book called Women and Language, identified journalistic practices in newspapers that were very consistent with sexist ideology. All people are male unless proven female. A woman's relationship to a man or men seems to be her defining identity. A woman's appearance always requires comment, whether she defies or exemplifies a popular stereotype. I can challenge you to perhaps watch a tennis match sometime, and or read the newspaper report. Newspapers and TVs often comment on the dresses that are being worn by the female tennis players. And a woman can safely be identified as his wife. You saw some examples of that. And after marriage, a man remains a man, but a woman becomes a wife. Remember what the priest says? Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today, etc., etc. And then at the end, you may kiss the bride. I hereby pronounce you man and wife. So when they came, it was one man and one woman. But after the marriage ceremony, the man was still a man, but the woman became a wife. And the equivalent should have, of course, be, I hereby pronounce you husband and wife.